I guess like all forms of storytelling, some kinds of stories get told often again and again and again, and other kinds are left by the wayside, either because somebody's not so interested in telling them, they don't seem urgent perhaps, or perhaps, as with the historical profession, there might be some structural reasons around funding or opportunity that make certain kinds of stories harder to tell than others.
Yeah. And what is the subjects that we're going to be exploring?
This particular event is run in the, it's part of the History Matters series that the Professional Historians Association runs. And this idea of ignored histories this time is going to focus partly on religious history.
Is
what about the religious past of Australians, and how much do we talk about that? Why or why not? And what are the problems perhaps of ignoring it?
And what are some examples of historical subjects that have been left out of the mainstream? You've mentioned religion before.
I think that's a really key example, especially if you consider religion not just in terms of somebody's denominational affiliation or their connection to one of the mainstream traditions, but if you think about religion in a really broad sense, including perhaps what we might consider spirituality, I think you can make an argument that it's been really important in all kinds of people's lives and in all kinds of forms. It's a major part of just being human, really. And so to overlook that or to not probe that, I think is a real oversight.
What do you think specifically we're ignoring about religious history?
Well, I think in Australia we have this, we have a couple of myths about ourselves. One of them is, and we hear this in our current politics, that we're, you know, founded on Judeo-Christian principles and we're somehow now adrift from that or, you know, in decline from that. So there's that kind of narrative that this is an essentially Christian country, for better or for worse. And then on the other side, though, we have a narrative about Australia as a godless nation, that from the convicts onwards, you know, God has been something you ignore or ditch or throw off as you kind of become more confident and more mature as your own kind of nation, where religious belief has been kind of at best a bit weird and at worst something toxic or that's obstructed the development of an authentically national culture and sentiment. And these two myths don't really serve us very well, I don't think. We only need to look around us now to see that there's a much more complicated story about the presence of religious belief and institutions in our common life. But that's not always been easy to get into as a historian. I think as a profession, historians are curious about all kinds of things. The search for meaning has been one of them. There's some great religious history written in this country, but it probably hasn't been a site where most of our research has focused, or even a significant proportion of it. And that's partly because one of the great things about Australian history is that lots of stuff has never really been probed by professional historians. It's kind of a small patch of the woods, and there's lots to keep finding out, stories to keep telling and uncovering. But religious history, I think, probably does suffer from, well, not suffer is a strong word. It probably does reflect the secular mindset of many academics, which can be a strength. Sometimes for a secular academic to write about religious history is a great thing. There's a really useful and analytic perspective that can come with that. But it's not always been something that people have gone for. We always research, you know, what we're connected to, what we're most interested in, because you've got to be able to sustain the task of research and writing.
Yeah, of course, it's a long
process. Yeah.
And of course, there's also all the First Nation religious and beliefs that most of the time we haven't put in history either.
And I think that's a very interesting example, because the history of relations between Indigenous Australians and European colonists is an area that's received a lot of attention over the last several decades, from the 1970s onwards.
Yes.
And I think there's some really wonderful history being written in that space now. But there is a kind of default assumption sometimes that that's one version of Australian history is to tell Indigenous stories, and another is to write about the so-called Christian nation.
Yeah,
and that's Western civilization, and you've got to kind of choose between one kind of history or another. And we hear this in our culture war now.
Yeah.
I would argue that actually the best religious history that's being written, and there's a lot of it in this country, is a history that refuses those kind of categories, those kind of binaries, and actually says, well, to understand how colonists treated Indigenous Australians, you need to understand the religious assumptions that they had, the religious narratives they told themselves about whether this was a site of Eden or exile or wilderness or something like that. and that to understand that encounter, you need to consider the religious worldview of the colonists, yeah. and that it's not actually a zero-sum game. It's not a choice between this kind of history or that kind of history, but a more holistic approach that takes seriously the worldview of colonizers. Why is it that they thought someone else's land could become theirs? Why is it that they thought it was within their rights to just, you know, dispossess Indigenous Australians and treat them the way they did? And I think asking the religious question can really help us into some
yeah.
of that.
And what can we do, what can historians do to counter this issue of ignoring some histories?
Well, I think, yeah, that's a tricky one. Part of the thing with writing history, especially within an academic context, is you always need funding. And that's a very difficult thing. Most projects in history don't ever get funded. So there's that kind of question, the structural, are historians properly resourced to be curious and to do the work they want to do? So there's that kind of structural question. But I think also for a long time it was assumed that we were becoming more and more secular, that as we kind of matured as a nation, become more enlightened, more sophisticated thinkers, that religion would kind of fade into the background and we'd ditch all that kind of superstition, so to speak. But what we're seeing now is that the world is actually increasingly religious, and even in a place like Australia, those big questions haven't gone away. People are finding answers to them in one place or another, even if it's not a traditional religion. Yeah. And I think there's a kind of spiritual turn going on in our culture, but certainly in the profession as well. And as historians start to ask, how have Australians tried to make meaning? We're going to see a rise of some really interesting work.
It sounds wonderful. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.